Okay, we're ready in 3, 2.
Hey, this is Simon from The Slants, and you are listening to Comic Pop Library, the best podcast on earth.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop TV. I'm Richard, along with
April,
Luis,
Jonathan,
Logan,
and we are brought to you by Comic Pop Library. And today we're going to be looking at Bedlam, a BBC series that was distributed in 2011, and it also has a second season as well. I think it's only available digitally at this point in time, though. And this one, not much of a description on IMDb, but we'll go for it. A drama and supernatural chills in this series centered around a haunted insane asylum turned apartment building, and that's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it.
that is it.
It kind of does explain the whole thing.
One sentence.
Right.
The main cast is Hugo Spear as Warren Bettany. I hope I'm pronouncing it properly. He's the father who's remaking the insane asylum, and that's been in their family
for generations.
Charlotte Salt plays his daughter Kate. Lucy Turner is Ellie, who's a friend.
I'll get into
Jack
that with
Roth,
you.
Who is another friend, and Jack Roth almost kind of looked like Ollie Murs to a degree.
Oh, yeah, he did. He gave the vibe of Ollie
Murs.
Yeah,
true. And then the one person that really stood out when we watched it, Theo James, plays Jed Harper, and he's currently best known for 4 in Divergent. So that was kind of a neat little deal to find out.
Right.
So basically, again, like we said, it's only 6 episodes long for the season, I believe, or 12.
It was 6?
Was it 6?
Yeah. I don't think it was 12 because I don't remember watching it.
It wasn't
that
12.
Long.
No, it was.
Okay, so probably season 2 is 6 again. Because it says the Warren, he has parts in all 12 episodes.
6 episodes aren't that long.
Let's see if we can find it.
No.
There's the drowning, there's the car, there's the burying. Okay, there's the final one.
Well, let's start
off
with
look at his wavelines. It's like non existent.
Yeah,
right.
No, we're not talking very well.
Probably at least 8.
Yeah.
Because I can count tricky. 5 off of the top of my head. There's probably at least 8.
No, there's only 6 episodes.
There's only
6
episodes.
There's only 6. But the first one that comes in, the Jed character comes in. He's kind of like a cousin.
Right.
Yeah.
And how he comes in is really interesting. I really like
it. And nobody likes him.
Pretty nobody much. Likes him, of course.
But he shags everybody.
Right.
Yeah. But so does his other cousin.
The way that he comes in.
Even Max, if he cuts that far, I don't know. Has
every,
he gotten that far yet?
Like, he comes in this car. He gets in this car with this guy. And he's like, "You're dead."
He's like, "What?"
And the guy's like, "What are you talking about?"
Yeah, it's kind of a grown up. What's that movie with the kid that sees dead people?
Pushing Daisies?
No.
TV series.
Has
Bruce Willis in it.
I know. All I can think about is The Sixth Sense.
Sixth Sense,
what
it is.
Hey.
Yeah, right.
He's the grown-up kid from Sixth Sense.
I wasn't going to say it because I'm usually wrong.
The vibe that I got from the show was a little bit of The Dead Zone, which Supernatural and everything. So, but
everything's contained to the asylum.
I don't think there was enough Supernatural for me to get into. Like, to me, it was just a normal TV teenage drama that just so happened to have supernatural tendencies, which I don't like.
Which involved a ghost threatening at least one person with death at least once each chapter.
Right.
But it wasn't but it's not a scary series.
No, it wasn't scary at all.
It wasn't scary at all.
And that's what I wanted.
But I could see where they were coming with some of the supernatural aspects towards it.
Yeah.
I think the spookiest part was who would take an insane asylum and make it, making flats out of rooms.
That just shows how
Maybe it was free, and they're like, oh.
How people are. They don't see that. They see money.
Come to our apartments. We just locked people up in here and fried their brains.
Right.
Well, I could see people wanting to live there, though.
I wouldn't be able to.
Say, so I live in an insane asylum.
The rent's $100 a month. Huh?
Right. I kind of want to step in and talk about Kate a little bit. Because go for it.
The whore?
The whore, the bitch. Okay. I thought throughout the whole season she was a bitch.
Yeah. Oh, my God, she was. And you know what? I didn't like her, but I liked her friend.
I liked her friend, yeah. I loved her friend. I did not like Kate.
I didn't either.
That's where I'm going to agree with you on that one, April. Mm-hmm. I thought she was a bitch. I thought she was a whore. I thought she was a stalker. I'm like...
She went... Oh, man. She
went all the way.
Psycho.
She went all out.
Right. And
you kind of got the hint.
Part of it.
Sorry, go ahead.
Near the end, she at least got part of a hint on what was going on.
A little bit. She kind of changed it a little bit at the end. But
it's kind of centered around her to a degree.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
character.
Jed keeps getting this text message that says, save Kate, save Kate, save Kate.
I would let her die.
And I'm like, why?
Exactly.
Why do we want to save Kate?
She's important.
No, she's not. She doesn't have to be.
To him, it is.
Did he get that episode? Did he get that text beyond the first?
He got it several times.
It would either show up as a text or like
he got on a computer message like,
save
her, don't let her die, or something
like
that.
I
remember in the first episode, she almost drowns.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What I really hated was, it's as far as it's the three friends sharing a flat. Kate, her girlfriend, girlfriend, and then the guy.
We don't know if this guy is gay or not. Kate keeps saying.
I think he's bi, too.
Right.
Because Kate's friend was digging him.
Right.
And I was like, cool. And then Kate, gave her some help, encouragement, and then she goes and sleeps
with
him.
Well, she doesn't give her encouragement. She doesn't give her encouragement.
She
listens
to her.
She's like, oh, he's gay. You don't want to go with him. And then she goes and...
And goes with him.
Makes out with him. And I'm like, okay.
She's
like
one
that set the tone.
If somebody else has it, Kate wants it.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's her personality. And she can't, and not only the idea of she can't be wrong, but that you can't be right.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me so mad. And she's so full of herself and hypocrite. She's like, oh, I hate you.
Right. And then when the guy asks, the next morning, what's going on between us? She's like, oh, never mind. It didn't mean nothing. Forget all about it. How can you forget about some girl walking up to you and start making out with you?
She was desperate.
Yeah, they kind of allude to kissing cousins, too. But they also allude that he might not be an actual cousin.
No, he's adopted.
He's
adopted.
Yeah.
But still.
But you start out as kissing cousins, though.
Right.
And it's not till... And then, later in this episodes that you find out that
throughout
he's adopted.
The whole season, they're like, he's adopted, he's adopted, he's not my cousin.
Not the first ones. The first ones, they still give you an illusion that he's a cousin. And they're like, why are they so close? And then it's like maybe the third episode,
there's an awkward
feeling between
the two.
In the first episode.
Because he doesn't know. He thinks he's an actual cousin.
Right. So. But in the first episode, when he first shows up, what's his name? The guy asks her, well, is he your cousin? She's like, no, he's adopted.
I don't remember that part either.
Maybe. Yeah.
It's been a few times.
Maybe
days.
It's there.
But this is one, it's definitely a short series.
Right.
But it's season.
I found it to be a good show. Nah. I thought it was exciting.
I didn't like it either, Luis, because I mean, I think that if I didn't have to review it and if I was just deciding on in life in general, am I going to watch this? I would say
probably
no.
Not. Yeah,
because I don't like the petty drama, and it was too light for me.
I have to disagree. I thought it was really
supernatural
bad.
Stuff. Not scary at all.
Well, it's not really scary, but I enjoyed it because, and I like the BBC in general, and I like that they use the physical effects more than computer effects.
Right.
So that was kind of nice to go back to that.
Well, Logan.
I am almost certain that there's at least more than six. Can I borrow that real quick and check? Google it.
Oh, it's right here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Bam.
Ooh, yeah,
sorry. Bam.
That's all right. It's not a problem.
We did have to Google that guy.
Right.
But yeah, I went into it expecting a dark supernatural show, well, and I didn't get it. So I was disappointed.
I really liked it. I didn't have any problems with it.
Yeah.
The only character that I was not crazy about, help me out with this,
was Kate.
Kate.
Yeah.
The whore.
Right? The whore, the bitch.
I was like, help you out. You should know this.
This is one I did enjoy. But yeah. Again, I like a little bit darker horror.
Yeah.
But this one I can enjoy for what it was. And, you know, it's a lighter horror show, that's for sure.
Right. There was, like, no horror for me.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I felt.
I definitely want to watch the second season, because the first season left you with a major cliffhanger, and you're like,
right,
what's going on?
It's kind of more of a, how do I want to put it? A Hardy Boys feel, almost. It's more of a mystery type horror. Yeah.
And I think that's why I liked it, was because it had more of a mystery element to it.
Right. Even though the Hardy Boys wasn't supernatural, it just kind of has the same feel as that, but it had that supernatural twinge with the mysteries.
And I don't mind the drama in there, and I understand since it's flats now, there are going to be tenants and all that, which I thought was a cool aspect of it. I just thought all that was going to be darker too. And even if it wasn't going to be darker, maybe the supernatural part's darker. Like, everything was way too light. They needed something dark in there.
Well, and, like, some of the elements, like, they did have a few. To me, they were kind of a dark element. Like, when that lady hit those two kids and just ran off. That, to me, that was kind of like a dark element.
We have such different aspects of dark, which is fine. Yeah, it's just like,
well, she didn't sit there and eat their guts off the road.
What? Not even scary. Yeah.
No, but like, I'm looking at it as, you know, a dark criminal aspect, not like, you know, like where you're going to take some kid, carve him up, and
like demonic spirits. Like,
Saw.
That's what I wanted.
Saw in the hostel.
That's what I wanted.
I didn't see that, no.
But it was kind of cool to see the, like I said, Theo James, after we just really, almost right after we saw Divergent, probably about a month or two later, we watched this.
Straight to this.
Oh, right.
Wow. Yeah.
Apparently, he also stars in other things than...
Well, yeah, he does have a life outside of Divergent. That happens. No.
And I can tell you what they were. I didn't look up all those casting calls that he's done, because I'm sure he's probably in a few. Especially
honestly,
now with Divergent. I don't think
even he could make me watch the plays, because I don't particularly enjoy him as Four. He's not my pick for Four. Mm-hmm. I don't think he fits the role.
Yeah, but for most people, that's who Four is. They don't read the books. They just see the movies.
Yeah, no, right. But so. I mean, he's a cool actor. I liked him in this.
Well, see.
Not as Four.
I'd have to. I haven't seen the movie, but I saw the actress, and I think she's the one who plays on, what's that ABC family show? Lies of an American Teen or some.
Yeah, Secret
The
Life
Secret
of an
Life
teenager.
Of an American Teen. I didn't sure think she was the right actress for...
I didn't think she fit either. Oh, my gosh. No. Not a Divergent review.
No, we've already done that, I think. Or well, no, we did the book. We haven't done the actual show. So I guess we could dive into that at a future date.
Yeah.
But this is one. It is a BBC series. We're going to be featuring probably more BBC series for sure, just because... They're not the norm in some libraries. Some of them you'll want, like we kind of mentioned in other podcasts, Doctor Who's pretty much a staple.
Right.
This one, Bedlam, like I said, it has the first season available on disc. Second one's just on digital. I'm not sure if it's going to be released on disc, but it's possible.
Just on digital? How do they do that?
Well, they can do that, yeah.
Like Netflix or Amazon just has it on streaming rather than physical.
Okay.
So I haven't seen an actual physical one for the second season, and I haven't heard of a third one in the works. So I don't know.
It's been canceled.
Possibly. It was good.
Or everybody dies in the second season.
True. That is true.
It got a lot darker. Really fast.
The fans wanted it dark. We got it.
Well, it does say on the IMDb page that Warren Beatty's in 12, Kate's in 7, episodes. Stacy's only in six. So who knows?
Well, and see, at the end, what's... Very nice. The one girl got into the white van that the other girls were supposedly got into.
Kidnapping deal. I forgot all about that aspect of the storyline.
Right.
Honestly,
that was at the very end of the first season. Ellie,
and the very beginning. Ellie, I think, got into it.
Honestly, at the very beginning, too,
the redheaded friend. Right. Yeah.
When I watched this, I think I was like half sleeping. Because, like I said, like, you know, when I'm not interested in something, I don't pay as much attention to it.
Exactly, that's how I was. Yeah, I watched a little bit of it.
Glazed eyes.
Like, I guess I was a little bit more interested in it.
I had my sister watch the rest. To it. I had my sister watch the rest, and I was like, tell me what it's about, because I have to do a review.
So it's making her do your work.
I pretty much remember all of the ghosts of the first five episodes, and for some reason can't remember at all what happened in the sixth episode.
Right.
The sixth episode was something to do with fire.
Oh, I remember the first of that, too.
And then they go into... It's basically the sex episode, kind of just
a
like...
A sex episode? Man, awesome. I missed that episode.
that's all of them.
Is this Showtime or...
episode... kind of like split in two, where Jed and Kate are going on a different adventure, and I can't ever remember the other two names.
Ellie and Max.
Right. The other two go on a different adventure, and Ellie and Max are dealing with the fire ghost, and Jed and Kate are dealing with something else, and I'm like...
Wait, so they have someone who wasn't Jed dealing with a ghost?
Right.
Well, Max kind of was looking
at Max kind of got interested in it.
Yeah, kind of became his...
Right, his assistant.
Yeah.
Difficult, considering he would have no clue if the ghost was even there until it actually...
Well, he figured it out.
True.
Nice.
And I do swear that Max, whatever his real name was, looked like Ollie Murs.
Yeah.
I every time he came on screen, I says...
Hold on,
it's Ollie.
Let me see that.
So, I think himself doesn't look too much like Ollie Murphy. It's just the way he dresses. And
Ryan. His name was Ryan. Yep. Ryan and Molly.
Okay.
Ryan and Molly. You had their names all wrong.
What it says here.
Are you looking at the actors' names?
I thought I was.
Wait, well, we're talking character names.
Theo James, Will Young, Charlotte Salt, Ashley Medicui, Hugo Spear.
Okay, so Ashley Will Young Walter was... the character I'm thinking of then, maybe not Max.
There is no Max anywhere on here.
Okay.
You can't blame me. I'm not looking at any papers.
My bad.
Right.
So the friends were Molly Lucas, that was played by Ashley Medecki, and Ryan McAllister by Will Young. So I apologize. I don't know who the Lacey Turner character is and Jack Roth is then.
Is there a picture?
They got them higher up. Small one. But this is one for smaller libraries. I say this is one you could interlibrary loan. We'll have it available in our collection as well, that anybody can interlibrary loan.
I wonder if they come in season two.
Possibly.
Yeah. And there are reasons I like the credits sometimes, because there are awesome names like Lily Loveless, Joanna Page,
talking about sucks.
Matthew Bird.
Well, see, sometimes like...
He ain't getting any.
Like, sometimes I like the credits, like, when you see this character and you're like, oh, I know who this is. Who is it?
Oh, and you can't think of it?
And you can't think of it. And then you go to the credits and like, find out. That's who it was.
True.
I just go to Google.
Google. But this is one of small libraries. You could probably, for the most part, pass on. Medium size, look at it. I think you might have, you know, gauge your
audience
right. Patrons.
Yeah. Bigger libraries,
if you got fans of BBC America, take that into account.
I feel like there's a lot of people that... I mean, BBC fans will
most of the time watch anything
BBC, even if we don't like. I'll watch the second season of that, not because I enjoy it, because it's BBC.
Yeah. I'll watch it because I enjoy it, and it's BBC, so.
But yeah, but those are like British Google. Acting.
Yes, it did.
Right.
BBC got ours.
BBC, what the?
BBC got ours.
Oh, okay. I don't know what that means.
I don't know either.
You just said it earlier. We will watch BBC even if we don't like what BBC is showing us.
Yeah.
BBC got ours.
Okay.
Got ours. That's
got our attention, I guess.
I don't know.
But we, like I said, larger libraries, they can definitely pick it up. They'll have an audience. And like I said, medium libraries, if you have even smaller ones, if you do have a BBC following within your community, pick it up. But I think that's going to do it for us tonight. We enjoyed everybody. tuning in to us. We're having fun. We've enjoyed everything. Hope everybody tunes in on the next go around. I'm Richard. Have a good one out there.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.